Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Okay, here we go. Big intro, please, Vassas, if you don't mind.
Our next guest is a singing, songwriting sensation with super cool oozing from every pore. She even once hosted Drive Time live from Woo-hoo! California. Her new musical, Clueless, begins on Monday in Bromley. And here with the title track, Clueless, she is music's 180. She is Katie Tunstall.
I was clueless, so foolish, or at least I was before. Thank God I'm not so clueless anymore. Thank God I'm not so clueless anymore. Woo!
Exclusive, wasn't
it? The world exclusive.
Okay, of Clueless, the title track from Clueless the Musical.
From Clueless the Musical.
Which is about to hit the stage for the first time in the world anywhere in Bromley at the Churchill Theatre. So you're road testing it in Bromley. It's heading for the West End. It's going to be massive. Clueless, one of the most loved films of all time.
Just the most beloved. Absolute classic.
Congratulations. One more.
Thank you.
It's so cool, Katie.
It's so cool. And you know,
how did it happen? Well, tell us the whole story.
So, you know, I've been doing gigging, writing songs, releasing albums for 20 years, and you just get to a point where you want to flex other creative muscles and just challenge yourself what you can do.
Yeah.
And I went to see Book of Mormon like about 10 years ago, and I thought,
I want some of this.
Seems really good fun. And audiences are sort of really open to all sorts of different subjects now. It's not just sort of the jazz hands, old school musicals. And they just, I just put it out into the universe that that was something I wanted to do. And the phone rang. It was magical. And it was actually Glenn Slater, who's the lyricist. And we'd done some stuff before. And he asked if I wanted to jump on. And
Hang on a minute. Burn the truck up here. What do you mean? You put it out into the universe.
Yeah.
What, like catapulted it out there?
It was just from my soul. I thought, this is something I want to do.
Yes.
And, you know, you start having conversations with people. It's not necessarily picking up and going, can I work for this musical or do this? But you just start target practicing in your life.
Nice. Right?
Where the conversations you have, and then that gets talked about in another room.
Got it.
And it just comes back to you. It was a wonderful thing. Real law of attraction kind of thing.
But when it comes back to you as Clueless, you think, well, thank God nobody's done it before, because it's ripe, isn't it?
It's just perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kim Kardashian or her daughter are dressing up as Sharon Dion last Halloween. It's like permeating through the ages.
I didn't know that it was based on Emma, because I'm stupid.
Yes.
So tell us the history of Clueless then.
Yeah, it's based on Emma by Jane Austen. So it's the story of a girl who's lost her mum. She's grown up without a mother. And she's basically trying to play puppet master and make everyone else around her happy, but she never really turns it on herself. And it's actually like completely narcissistic. She thinks that she can kind of control everybody, but it's really from a great intention of wanting everyone to be happy and wanting the world to be perfect. And it kind of all just crumbles around her when she realizes that she doesn't have anyone to love herself, and it comes and slaps her in the face.
Right. Anybody a fan of Clueless the film here? Okay.
As
all right.
If.
Okay. anyway, put your hands up if you have a hand. Yeah. Okay. How long ago do you think it was? How many years ago? The film?
A good 10, 12 years.
29. 29 years ago. What the heck?
I know.
Okay,
it's
that's
mental.
The only bit. That's the only unfortunate bit of this whole interview. Nearly 30 years ago.
But it's one of those beautiful kind of meetings of stars lining where we can celebrate that.
Yeah, and also know? It's not. I mean, it's not. It's aged because you can tell it's an older film, but it's still absolutely stunning. It's beautiful, and it doesn't.
Paul
hang
Rudd's
around.
First movie.
What's that?
Paul Rudd's first movie.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that. And how come it was? How come it was Clueless? How come it became Clueless?
Well, I just thought I actually worked on one previously, which is still in the works. It's with Craig Ferguson. It's Saving Grace, that amazing Brenda Bradbury film.
Oh yeah.
So I sort of cut my teeth and learnt, and then the Clueless opportunity came along, and it's quite challenging. It's like you've got to respect the film, and
of course you have.
You really want to kind of do it justice out there in the world. And I just love memorable tunes. I love melody. And so I just want you to come and see a show and then you're just singing all the tunes
in
the theatre.
But Clueless is such an emotional film anyway.
Yeah.
Then now you had this, add the superpower of music to it, people are going to be in bits.
I know.
Aren't they?
I mean, we are watching it. It's so emotional.
It's great, isn't it?
But also the really fun thing about it is that we're basically making you feel like if you could get the cassette tape out of Cher's Jeep in the movie, what songs would be on that cassette tape?
Yeah.
So it's all like referencing all these amazing 90s tunes.
It's so cool.
It's so fun.
You've picked a winner, babe. You have certainly picked a winner. And by the way, the lucky people of Bromley get to see this in a couple of weeks' time, don't they? It's amazing.
Do.
Okay, so it's a limited run of 2 weeks because you're road testing things. Sure you are. It's heading for the West End, if not Broadway. And I'm not, I'm not overstating the fact that that could be the case.
Fingers crossed, eh?
12th of Feb, trafalgartickets.com to go and see this before anybody else at the Churchill Theatre Bromley. Clearly, you'll be around for all that.
I'm there the whole time.
Yeah, so what will you be learning from the process?
Yeah, so the cool thing is this is what's called a workshop run.
All right.
And so it's different every night. So you can buy tickets for every night and you'll get a slightly different show, but we're tweaking it as we go. So
love
it's
it.
Really cool.
It's beyond cool.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased and excited for you.
Thank you.
I mean,
I was watching yesterday and this car came on stage. I was like, what?
I know.
They built a car.
Those clever theatre people.
Yeah.
Jeez. And biscuits. But your career and the way you live your life, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of you
as an
artist and fan of you as a human being because you keep doing things that I want to do, but I can't play the guitar, which means I would have to take my radio show everywhere, which, you moved to Los Angeles, you lived in LA, then you moved up to
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
No, you went to...
Topanga.
Topanga Canyon
in
first.
The hills, yeah.
And then you come down to Santa Fe.
Yes.
Which is... I've never been, but a lot of my favourite books about Zen Buddhism and meditation, they're all, not all of them, but a lot of them are in Santa Fe.
It's an amazing place. You feel it. It's called the Land of Enchantment.
Right.
That's the sort of New Mexico strap line. And it really is like it does something to you when you get, it either does it to you or it doesn't.
Well, look, I mean, it manifests Clueless, the musical, for
it
a
did.
Start.
It did it for
What's
me.
What's the weather like in Santa Fe?
Say that again.
What's the weather like?
The weather, we're at 7,000 feet.
Yeah.
So we're up the mountains. Yeah. And it's lots of snow in the winter, beautiful hot in the summer. But it's
can you ski there?
You can ski there.
Good.
More days of sunshine than Los Angeles. 300 days a year sunshine.
Wow. All right. And you bought it again, haven't you? You don't mess about, do you?
I don't mess None about. First house I saw.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't planning on it. And me and my other half just went, right, this'll do.
You always go all in. That's what I love about you, Katie Tunstall. I love
there's
you.
There's no mucking about
with
me.
No mucking about. TrafalgarTickets.com for you lucky duckies to go and see this in Bromley, the sort of world workshop premiere, if you like, of Clueless the Musical. It's going to be massive, this. It's going to be so good. Begins a week on Monday, 12th of Feb, Churchill Theatre, Bromley, TrafalgarTickets.com. Wow, all the wows.
And watch us sweat while we try and get this show up.
Don't think it's going to notice that we have seen that you've changed guitar.
I have.
This, I think, maybe
Stealth
there's another
change.
Song coming.
Well, what I think we need a little bit of morning pep in our
bit
set.
Bit of Friday?
Do we need a bit of Anne Hathaway strutting down the street in New York?
Oh, all right, here we go.
Do we need that?
Oh, look at you guys. By the way, it's double from now on. Whether you're paying for Carfest, you're going to pay double. Here we go. Katie Tunstall, Suddenly I See.
I love a mashup. So do you want to know what I realised? You can mash up with this. I accidentally ripped someone off. You ready? Here we go.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
my Rick, I actually like ruined my Rick roll by not knowing the words.
Oh my gosh. That was, oh, what a bonus, wasn't it? Yeah. Come on, let's go. What happened with you on TikTok a month ago? What was going
what
on?
What did I do?
The story about the guy that was in the video.
Oh my God, that
Can you
was
just
amazing.
Tell the story, please?
It was amazing. So 20 years ago,
yeah.
I made the video for Other Side of the World. And I'm in London and he's in New York and I'm in a black cab and he's in a yellow cab.
Who's the guy?
So I never met the dude.
But why is he cast in the video?
The directors went to New York, cast a hot dude,
right.
A random hot dude, to be my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And I never met him. I never went to New York. 5 years later, I'm in a bar.
Right.
There's a guy to my right and I'm like, I know him.
Yes.
Who is he? And it came out of my mouth. I went, oh my God, you're my pretend ex-boyfriend. And it was him. And then I never, and as far as I remember, he sort of didn't really know who I was. And that was that. And so on TikTok, I basically said, should we try and find him? And we did.
Yeah.
And so we then went live on Instagram and met this guy. He's called Josh. And he makes jeans in New York.
Does he?
Yeah. And he said he did know it was me, but I don't remember this, but I was apparently with another dude. And he wanted to ask me out for a drink, but he didn't because I was with someone. I don't know who it was.
When was this?
This was when I met him in that bar.
Right.
Like 15 years ago.
Oh my
so
gosh.
I actually could have ended up dating the pretend ex-boyfriend.
Whew, I'm exhausted just hearing about it, just hearing the highlights.
Yeah.
So when did you meet your hubby then, Hubster?
Hubster I met in a dog park
right.
during COVID.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, there you go. In LA?
Yeah, my dog was just like, I think he should be our daddy. Let's go and say hello to him.
Daddy doggy daycare.
Daddy doggy game daycare.
Listen, we get loads of love for you. Loads of love. Kelly Tillis, fantastic. She always gives it 200%. She does. She always gives it 200%, if not more. All round lush, most genuine, loveliest lady, Philip in South Wales. Morning, Chris and the team. Just so you know, today's a new moon, 22:59. So it's perfect for manifesting, throwing it out to the universe.
Throw it out there, people.
Love how Katie had mentioned it, and it's absolutely loving music. The first song was incredible. Says Andrea Beckles. Well done. One more time. Katie Tunstall, Clueless, the musical. Oh my gosh, you're the best, Katie.
Loads of love.
This musical begins its workshop run, Churchill Theatre Bromley, TrafalgarTickets.com, for a really special evening. Anything else you want to say about it before we say goodbye?
Just that we really want to take you to a gig. Yeah. Like, you're coming to a musical, but we want you to feel like you're at a gig. So it's like, We're referencing NSYNC and Alanis Morissette and, you know,
you're having all the fun.
All the fun.
All
so
the fun.
Just you'll get the trousers will be flapping.
All right, one more time, good. Katie Tunstall.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Beautiful.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Here we go, Vassos Alexander, over to you.
It's Chinese New Year tomorrow, and quite frankly, we're using that as an excuse to get a superb chef to bring us some lovely food. Her new book, Wok for Less, is out now. So as we prepare to drag in the Year of the Dragon, let's say Gong Xi Fa Cai. To the wonderful Ching Hee Hyung.
Oh, that was a bit fancy, wasn't it?
Wow, that's
did he
amazing.
Do well then? Was that
yeah,
good?
Yeah, that was amazing.
What did you just say?
Just do Gong Xi Fa Cai.
What does that mean?
Gong Xi Fa Cai. Actually, we all think Gong Xi Fa Cai is Happy New Year, but
right.
Actually, Gong Xi Fa Cai is congratulations. Wish you get rich.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. I'm hoping you flog loads of copies of Walk for Less.
Won the lottery. What have you brought in? Look at these beautiful things here.
So we've got, I've bought you, I know you like your veggies, so I bought you some steamed veggie dumplings.
Yeah.
The yellow ones are kimchi, the pink ones are mushroom, and the green ones are lotus and chive. They are pretty, aren't they? Oh, I can't take the full credit for them. It's me and chefs Liao and Carol who've made these. And this is in honour of Centrepoint tonight. We've got a fundraise. So all the profits of tonight at Fortnum's party will go towards helping youth homelessness.
Round of applause. Come on for that. Straight off the bat. Control room round of applause. Here we go. Fundraising, fundraising. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness me.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
What about this? I mean, you could eat the book again. You got to, it's good you'll be only coming once a year because I can't cope with it when you come
you
in.
You have access to me anytime. I will cook for you anytime.
No, don't say that.
And last two.
How do you rate these dumplings this colour? Because they're like, if Interflora did dumplings,
yeah.
I mean, they're beautiful. They're like it's like a bunch of flowers.
Thank you. So the yellow ones, the colour comes from sweet corn. The pink ones, the colour comes from beetroot. And the green ones, the colour comes from spinach. So everything's natural. These don't have any MSG in it.
Right.
We use vegetable bouillon and just vegetables like chunky and of course you can use tofu if you're
How do you get
vegan.
The colour in the mix?
Oh, you just mix it with a potato starch
right.
and a bit of corn flour. These ones are gluten-free as well. So you can see that they're a little bit more, you know, they look like the Chong Fun rice noodle rolls that
yeah.
you get.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that. So they're a little bit more translucent than the normal dumplings. But normal dumplings, you can use wheat flour, you can use you can use a lot of different starches to make dumplings. So rice flour, glutinous rice flour as well. Like the list goes on. I mean, actually, dim sum making, like to be a proper dim sum chef takes like 8 years.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
It's
and
like
I'm more a wok
chef.
Yeah, exactly. And so I can't take full credit for these.
You know, I forget every, you know, in between you coming in, whenever that may be, and you're always welcome, like I say, you can never come in enough or too much. You just forget how great Chinese food is until you go to one of your cookbooks again. I mean, this chicken and sweet corn, egg drop, wonton skin soup. It looks gorgeous. It looks. How can a picture look healthy? It's screaming healthy.
Thank you.
I don't know what's in there. I'm not checking that out. Is there any
Thank
ginger
you.
In there?
Yes. You know, most of my recipes have ginger, Chris. Like, I know you're into your health big time, and so am I. And, like, ginger is one thing. Like, garlic, ginger, chilies. Like, these are the holy trinity,
yeah.
you know, Chinese cooking. And they give you so much antibacterial, antimicrobial, antifungal. Like, if you have a cold, ginger and lemon, it's just, like, it kills everything.
Do you get ill often? I bet you don't, do you?
You know what? I less often now that I've been a bit more mindful, but
right.
I get ill just like everybody else. And, you know, but the key is as soon as you get ill, I've got a great trick, actually. Wasabi. Anytime you feel that wasabi, you know how wasabi goes up the nose
I do, yeah.
and kills everything?
Yeah, it kills
well,
your brain cells.
Yeah, that too. Well, that's why it'll kill any cold
right.
or flu trying to get up your sinus system. And also because we you know, that this is more for Japanese chefs but
yes.
And Japanese cuisine, but we have wasabi, you know, when to kill any sort of parasites or anything, when
yes.
you have sushi. So you think if it kills that, you know, and you have a little bit,
well,
it
what
kills...
do you don't stick it up your nose, do you?
No, but when you have a little bit with food, you have a little bit with food and the burn.
No, I know. Mm. It's the reverse nasal passage, isn't it? That's why
yeah.
you feel it at the back of your eyes.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of the bacteria tends to like accumulate. Sorry, this is going off a weird topic.
No,
but,
I love it. Come
but
on.
It kind of kills everything there, and honestly, it works.
Right, back to the book for a sec. Mixed seafood ball noodle soup. Again, it looks so delicate. It looks so healthy. It looks so scrummy. I don't think any other book that we or any of the books that we ever have in from chefs make me feel hungry than yours.
Oh,
seriously,
thank you.
What
that's the best compliment ever.
Well, just describe it. Well, it's only the photographs.
You've got to try it. The proofs. Well, that one is actually my favourite. That's
right.
My fishball noodle soup. And you know how you can get the fishballs made, you know, in the frozen in the Chinese supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
You can actually make just fresh fishballs.
It's fun,
know?
Man.
And it's, you know, it's just cod fillet, any fish fillet. it blended with a little corn flour, a little bit of egg white if you want. It's just making like a meatball dumpling, really. Yeah. Put in some chopped spring onion, salt, ground white pepper, very minimal seasoning. Pop it in some really hot broth. Everyone knows how to make a good noodle soup these days. Pop that in. And
well,
honestly,
hang on, you say that. Let's just put a pin in that. How do you make a good noodle soup nowadays?
Okay, good noodle soup.
Yeah.
Just water,
yes.
Vegetable bouillon powder, uh-huh. some fresh ginger slices, uh-huh. Some like spring onions, the whites, and then you can put the green bits later, to, you know, for decoration. You want to release all the goodness from the whites of the onion. And then put any veggies you want in there. But for stock, I literally just use a good quality vegetable bouillon, you know, minimal preservatives and all of that stuff so that the taste is really clean. So you get a lovely broth.
I don't have enough Chinese food. I just don't have enough. The thing about Chinese food is, you know, when we were talking about making pasta the other day, and none of it's difficult once you understand how to make all these different things. Pasta has a certain skill set, and then you have curry that has a different... I've still never made a curry. But that frightens me, but I don't know why, because I've not delved into it enough. But I just feel like the wok is less confrontational. It's just easier to get my head around.
Yeah, it is so easy. I think everyone knows how to just throw it all in a wok and do a stir fry, right?
Yeah.
And that, in the essence, is the beauty of wok cooking. You don't need fancy... And Chinese cooking, you know, at the heart of it, don't need fancy equipment, just one wok. You can make soup broths. You know, you can make delicious stir fries. You can add noodles, you know, turn that into... to then another meal. Like, honestly, the list goes on. You can make delicious omelets. So you don't need any fancy pan. You just need a 10-pound wok from your local supermarket, and away you go. You know, a couple of sauces. And even if you mess up the first stir fry, like the veggies are a little bit, you know, soft and a bit limp, you know, it's still magical and, you know, delicious.
So when you buy a new car, an old car, if you have the engine rebuilt, you need to run it in.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing with a wok? Is there anything we can do to bed our walk in to our lives?
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
Come on, tell us.
That is like, a walk is something that you can keep for years, you know, like for your whole life even. And so if you treat your walk right,
yes,
then, you know, it's gonna last forever. So the key to that is a good stainless steel walk, you know, less than 15 pounds.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel or carbon steel, both great.
Which is like the best?
Okay, so traditionally we use carbon steel and then we season with a little bit of burning, just some scallions or spring
onions.
Before you do anything in it. So when you buy it, it has a coating of oil.
Right.
As manufacturer's coating, just to protect from rusting.
Okay.
You want to scrub with a little bit of soapy water, get that off.
Okay.
And then put it on a high heat and then put toasted sesame oil because it burns easily. And then some spring onions. And you just literally keep burning the base of the spring onion so it colours the wok.
I wish you could see Ching what she's doing here.
No. And it's this beautiful patina.
Yeah.
And the more you season it, the darker... You know, the patina, like it's the most beautiful thing.
The patina is the thing.
Yeah.
There's loads of YouTube videos and loads of Instagram videos of people doing amazing things in woks and doing amazing things with omelets and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen you on Instagram doing that because I don't follow you. I should follow you. I don't know who I follow or who don't follow.
But I've got too many people to follow.
I mean, what's been your biggest hits on Instagram?
On Instagram, my biggest hits. You know, I don't tend to do like a lot of the cooking stuff on Instagram because I find that I want people to use my books. I don't want to just give away all my recipes. My recipes are my heart.
Yeah.
Your art is your, you know, heart.
Yeah.
And so I want people to go to the book to seek the recipes and cook them themselves. But having said that, I will be doing more and sharing more of my content.
Where are you on Instagram?
At Ching Hee Huang, so my full name.
Right.
Yeah.
If you had to perform at Wembley Stadium, doing something in the wok, right? What's the most impressive thing you could do in front of a rock and roll band?
A
wok and roll band.
A wok and roll band.
What's a showstopper?
Okay, we'll do like Flaming Orange Chicken.
Whoa! Come on
or
now!
Like, you know,
chicken's still alive or it's still alive?
No, dead. Yeah. We'll do Kung Pao, literally Kung Pao chicken.
What
with
happens,
flames
what happens?
And we'll put like, we'll put Shaoxing rice wine and we'll burn the house down.
Wow. So cool. So, it starts to get fancy with spicy sweet oyster sauce, prawns with pine nuts. I mean, look at that again. It's just so gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vassos.
Can we try these now?
No! You've got to carry on with the interview.
Too much talking. Not enough eating.
Tofu. Tell us about tofu. Our kids love tofu.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. You trained them.
Oh, no. So Tash often does loads of tofu. She just misses her soup. But she does chopped up tofu just as little nibbles in the kitchen.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, just on a baking tray in the oven.
So healthy, protein, crispy. Can do so much with it. That's amazing.
Really healthy snacks.
That's so brilliant.
Give us some more snacks.
And I think that's the thing. Kids, when you start them young, they can eat, like, literally take everything. So from that, I mean, there's so much that you can do. I mean, there's the egg omelette. There's char siu fried rice. Yeah. There's leftover roast chicken. You know, roast chicken dinner?
Yes.
You know, just shred the chicken off some of the bones and just pop it with some peas and just do a simple fried rice with lettuce. Oh. Anything left over. You could do a chop suey. You can do shumai dumplings. You know, look at that. They're so beautiful.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're so easy, actually.
Pork and prawn, mushroom and bamboo shoots, sea mayo.
Yeah, so easy.
And obviously, kids, we all eat with our eyes, don't we?
Yes.
But kids really, I mean, you know, Tash does make this amazing smoothie for me. It's a green smoothie. And then she home makes all her own granola.
Amazing.
And it is amazing. And I put it in the bowl and it's better than any popcorn or any sweets I've had from the sweet shop. But the kids won't eat it because they just don't like the look of it. It looks like green sort of gunge, you know, sludge. But Chinese food is different because it looks so nice for the kids.
You know, the thing is, you train them well. So it's just about training them.
Right.
So I think in a few years they'll be like, give me that green sludge.
Can you do anything with popcorn in the wok?
You can do popcorn in the wok.
Tell us about popcorn in the wok.
So some butter and then put the popcorn in and the lid on and then turn the heat up and then you'll see them. And get a lid where it's clear so you can see it popping, you know. Like,
all the fun.
Yeah, all the fun.
Have you seen what that woman does with the... She has a glass lid from one of her saucepans. This is on Instagram, right? She's got a hoodie, right?
Yeah.
And the glass lid has a knob on it. You know the knob that you're picking it with. And she puts the glass lid of this saucepan against her face, right? She then puts her hood up.
Yeah.
And then she pulls the drawstrings tight on her hood. So she looks like a spaceman with a black nose.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God.
And then she goes to chop her onion because it's the way you can chop
nice. I like that.
when you start with you can start with onion, with spring onion, you said get the wok hot and then put the oil in, or start with a wok.
This is important.
This is important.
This is important.
That is the question of the year. Hot wok first and then the oil. You need the smoke rising off the surface, just a little wisp of it, and then you add the oil. And the reason is the wok's got to be super hot so that you're going to get the sizzle. So as soon as you put the oil in, the oil is almost instant. And then you start to add the ingredients and you want that instant sensation of that burst of sizzle.
What's the best oil?
Rapeseed oil, you know, a vegetable oil, or like an odorless, flavorless oil, because what you're doing is you're going to add the flavors to it.
Because burnt oil taste is not great, is it?
No, you don't want that. And, you know, you can use a little bit of olive oil in your stir fries. It is healthy. I love olive oil, but it's a bit of a waste. You know, you save your EVVOs, you know, extra virgin for your salads.
EVVOs,
don't waste it, basically.
So this is budget-friendly Asian meals in 30 minutes or less. I mean, very often, a lot less than 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Wok for less. Cheng Hee Kwan. Flavour-packed, easy recipes that won't break the bank from Tom Kerridge. Mm. He says that. And Tom should know about breaking the bank. Shouldn't
flavor,
he?
I feel I owe Tom a few bob already because the last few books, he's virtually endorsed every single one. So thank you so much, Chef Tom. Absolutely love you.
I mean, we could just literally stand there and just read out the recipe titles and then just go through the actual process. Simple Singapore noodles. Just give us a noodle masterclass. What do we need? How can we make our noodles better? Do we go for thin noodles, thick noodles? Noodle us up.
Oh, noodles.
Come on.
I mean, noodles, what can I say? I love noodles. So the easiest thing is, I think people sort of, you know, with a chow mein, which is really the
What does chow mein mean, by the way?
Chow mein is chow mein. Chow means to stir. And mein is noodle. Yeah. So it means it's a stirred noodle dish. So chow mein. Mm-hmm. And chow mein is a Chinese classic staple. And it depends how you're doing it and what protein. But absolutely hot or a hot wok. So smoke on the wok. Then the oil. Then the garlic, ginger, chilies. Then your protein.
Oh my gosh.
Wrap the protein around a little bit of corn flour. Just a little bit. Keep the juices in there. You don't want to lose juices when it's high heat. Juices and you're like, this is a bit limp, this, you know, chicken or beef, you know, why is it not as juicy and tender? So you want to make sure you do that. Pop that in, stir fry it until it's lovely and golden and brown, and then a swish of Shaoxing rice wine around the edges to create that slight deglaze and bitter sweetness. Oh. Then a little bit of dark soy for color, and then you add your veggies, you know, like crisp veggies, peppers, whatever you want, and then noodles, good quality chow mein egg noodles, 3 minutes that you've done.
It's the best,
you know,
isn't it?
Drain and then toss with sesame oil, toss it all in. Light seasoning at the end. All the seasoning at the end. I love the sound effects. The seasoning, soy, little toasted sesame oil, a little bit of cracked black pepper if you like a hit of black pepper, and then Bob's your uncle.
Love it.
And then
love
Chris
it.
Is your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. I might be going back on Satellite Kitchen in sort of April, May for Carfest.
Yes.
You got to come on with us.
Oh,
I'd
love
that. Should I try and do a double deal?
I would love that.
Just get you walking and rolling on Satellite Kitchen.
Oh, thank
you.
It'd
be so much fun.
You'd be the walk and roll of the show.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Rock and roll and walk and roll. That's what we should do. It looks beautiful. It's your 12th book, is it?
11th
yes. book. All right. Budget-friendly
thank
Asian
you.
Meals in 30 minutes or less. Seriously, get it in your life because it's all fun, man. A lot of people don't have a single. They have like 50, 60 cookery books on their shelves, but they don't have a Chinese cookery book or sometimes an Indian cookery book. You got to get one because it's quite dramatic. And also, even if you don't know what you're doing, it looks like you know what you're doing. Yeah. Today, it's one of those, isn't it? It's like a hero moment, isn't it?
I promise you that there's an egg-citing eggs chapter in there where you could honestly make, you know, the most delicious omelets.
Oh.
You know, Asian style.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you won't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. We can't go wrong with having you on. Okay, how is your weekend stacking up? Very busy time of year for you, of course.
It is. It's very exciting.
Yep.
Like, literally every day is jam-packed. But the main thing is wishing everyone a fantastic new year in the year of the dragon. You know, the dragon is the luckiest sign in the Chinese zodiac. And so I hope the dragon will bless all of us because it's the luckiest sign. It'll bring lots of wealth, luck, prosperity and peace. And, you know, it's a very auspicious animal. It's the wood dragon. So it's a dragon that loves to roam around in nature.
So I saw that. It is the year of the dragon, but it is the year of the wood dragon.
Mm.
Is that not always the case then? Are there different dragons?
Yeah, there's like different elements. So either fire or water or metal.
Or metal.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they all have a different meaning and symbolism. And so the wood dragon loves to, you know, roam, you know, the greenery. So it's
yeah.
very, so green is a great auspicious color. We're also going to entering the fire period in the next 9 years. So fire is very, very obviously, you know, hot. So it's also very important to balance that with a little bit more water.
Yep.
So yin, you know, yin
and yang.
Yin and yang. So peace and calm. So, you know, the colors blue, colors green, you know, gentle colors, you know, and also cooking, doing a lot of cooking. Cooking is fire. It'll bring you a lot of luck and prosperity. More and more people will be cooking, and you see on Instagram, you know, how people love it with all the videos and sharing and giving everyone so many amazing ideas. So, you know, food for thought. So embracing more of that. Other trends to look out for is the beauty industry, the tech industry. These are what the feng shui masters say are going to be big in the next 9 years.
So you're all over everything, really, aren't you? I mean, literally all over everything.
So one last question.
Uh-huh.
What is it on page 164?
It's a show. I'll decide when the last question
from me.
Is.
What's on page 164 of your book?
164. Oh, okay. 164. Let me see. I don't know. Oh, vegan smoked tofu dumplings.
Oh, thank you very much. Don't mind if I do.
You're not supposed to put a whole one in your mouth. They are massive. What is wrong with you? Can't take you anywhere, can I?
Well, we weren't looking.
So, that was made with such fun, affection and attention. And you just stuff it in your mouth.
Which one did you have?
Mm.
The green one?
Yeah, I'll see if I can yellow, go pink and just yellow at the same
They're
time.
They're gorgeous. The only thing more gorgeous than these dumplings is you, Ching.
Oh, stop you are
the
it, Chris.
No, you're the best.
Stop.
You're the best, honestly. All right, one more time, this book, Get It In Your Life, Wok For Less, Ching Hee Huan. All these recipes are super impressive, but super easy to get
thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
The best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. I think we're done, aren't we? I've got to dive in as well now. I will be more delicate.
I'll be
more respectful, actually, Vassos. Which one should I go for first?
Do you like mushrooms?
I
love the pink ones.
Go for the pink ones.
Yeah. Okay. I think the pink ones are really
okay,
nice.
Okay, delicately?
Yeah.
Okay, and I will take a little bite. Vassos, that's how you do it, mate.
Meanwhile, I'll just shove another
yeah,
one.
That, that was...
Stop it! They've been taking ages to make! They've taken hours to make! These are things of delicate beauty. They're perfection. They're sublime. You're stuffing them in your mouth like... it's, I know, gobstoppers or something. You nutter.
Actually, that was... Yeah, that was well, quite impressive.
Also, it means you can't talk, which is actually an advantage. thank you, Ching.
Thank you, Chris.
You are the best.
Thank you, Vass.
You
thank
are
you.
The best.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I got my mind set on you. Even if we're
just dancing in the dark. Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.